and Senator Duncan is making his way up. We are in work session on 5527, Department of Human Services, Office of Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs. Mr. Olson, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee. As you recall, we've had our previous work session on the Office of Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs. At that time, current service level budget was approved along with package 090 and 001. You might recall also the package 306 was not approved at that time. At that work session, no action was taken on package 301, which was to continue the expansion of the office. Continue the expansion that started in the 9901 biennium. I handed out to you several pieces of paper. One is a memo regarding the actions that are being proposed. Two is a high-level summary spreadsheet of the dollar amounts, the effect of the dollar amounts. And third is the more detailed spreadsheet updated with the recommendations that LFO is making today. On package 301, Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending that this package be modified so that the residential rates, treatment rates, will remain at $100 per day, and that the Office of Alcohol and Drug Abuse Program will change the proportion of that rate that goes towards housing from $30 to $20 a day, meaning that the $80 would be for the treatment portion and would be matchable with federal funds. That will increase the federal funds available to the program. The saving, the general fund savings that's realized from this change is to be used to restore the 37 beds that were reduced in the governor's recommended budget. And
you're in Marion, right?
Mm-hmm.
The difference between the cost of restoring those beds and the savings for changing the housing rate is about $600,000. And so LFO is recommending that this subcommittee direct the Office of Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs to find that $600,000 within their existing budget to fund the remainder of the necessary funds for those 37 beds, restore those 37 beds. LFO is also recommending that in that package, the dollar amounts that were used or included in the package for housing, training, and prevention be reduced. That would leave the package at $7,298,046 general fund, $1,372,269 other funds. We would also recommend that a budget note be approved to require the Office of Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs to report to the September 2001 Emergency Board regarding the $600,000 that they need to make up in existing resources and what programs would be reduced to generate those funds. That's it for that package.
So moved.
Representative Schrader moves that we accept package 301, the continuation of expansion as iterated by LFO. Representative Carlson.
Could Rick maybe explain what prevention, the housing training and prevention pieces, is that additional roll up from the dollars that were allocated in 99, the dollars that I've been expressing my concerns about?
Well,
so would the budget note that we're proposing for that be encompass both these dollars and the dollars that are in the base budget?
Madam Chair, yes, they would. I will point out, however, that the $10 million that was approved in the 9901 budget is also in the base budget this year.
Right.
These are monies in excess of that.
Right.
So there's still $750,000 in training and $1 million, $500,000 general fund, $500,000 federal fund in prevention.
Madam-
in the base budget.
Okay, Madam Chair. In addition to the 1 million for prevention, what is the additional amount for prevention in this package that we're looking at here? Or is there?
The amount for the prevention in this package that we are proposing to reduce is $571,000 general fund.
So there'd be about 1.5 million, Madam Chair, follow-up. Probably about 1.5 million total for prevention in the budget as we're approving it. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Madam Chair, Representative Carlson, no, there'll be 1 million.
Just
1 million.
Just 1 million from the prior biennium. There's no prevention money then in this package at all?
No additional one.
No additional prevention money. Okay. Just want to be clear.
Senator Yin, that's,
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't quite understand how do you restore the 37 beds by charging housing more?
No, nothing.
Or charging housing?
Partially.
Madam Chair, mm-hmm. Senator Yee, within that $100 daily rate, currently $30 of that is used for housing purposes for those clients. And $70 is used for treatment portion. Only the treatment portion of that rate can be used to be matched with general funds. What we're proposing is that that ratio be changed to $20 for housing and $80 for treatment so that $80 can be matched.
Oh, $10 more.
Generating
you get more matching.
Yes.
And the money is used to restore.
Restore the 37.
Yes. Or why don't we increase it some more?
Yeah.
Representative Bates.
Madam Chair, I choose to answer the question. The federal government may be here to talk to me. I would suggest that we were pushing it as far as far
you,
as we can.
You're pushing the envelope.
Just leave it alone. Madam Chair, first, I'm glad that we're moving this budget today, and I don't want to do anything that would slow that process down. I would like to put on the record, though, that I'm still concerned about outcomes. And I don't see
when we get to the budget note.
Is there a budget note on that?
Yeah, we'll
thank
take
you very
that.
Much, Madam Chair. I'll be quiet.
Doug, do you have something to add to this discussion?
Madam Chair, and if Barbara wants to join me, I would like at least the opportunity under the committee to comment on the reductions and what this will mean to us. For the record, my name is Doug Wilson, Administrator of the Office of Finance and Policy Analysis. The reductions here in housing prevention training, these were roll-up costs so that we will have to identify some form of anticipated program cuts. And I believe, and I don't have the memo in front of me, we're supposed to come back anyways in December or September. I can't remember. Don't have the language.
I think you'll be coming back both in September and December.
And probably a few times more. To tell you what those program cuts will mean, both for the $600,000 that's left unfunded, as well as what that means in the housing prevention and training components.
Yes. We expect you to come back in September and December. Is that correct, Mr. Olson?
Mm-hmm.
Senator Shill.
I don't know which of you wants to take this on, but we've heard testimony about the waiting list to get into treatment programs. Will this make it longer, do you think?
I don't know if it'll make it longer.
All of this budget that we're talking about?
Madam Chair, Senator Shields, so I understand that this budget is directing us to restore the 37-bed reduction. So specifically in regard to residential treatment, this would add resources back into the system. I don't think that would eliminate the waiting list, but it would help ameliorate the problem.
Representative Schrader, are you moving?
Yes, I'd like to move package 301, please.
Representative Schrader has moved package 301
as amended by
LFO. It's the LFO recommended package of approval of 301 as modified that includes also the budget note. Is there any objections? Hearing none.
Madam Chair, does the budget note include report on their plan?
We're going to get there. We've got more.
Alcohol and drugs.
We've got more budget.
We haven't come to it yet.
We haven't come to it.
Well, what about a report on the information and referral central reporting system? Is that part of this
We've already approved that.
I didn't know it approved last time.
Well, we added.
We approved that.
We've approved that. These are in addition to what we approved last time.
But these are in addition to.
So, Mr. Olson.
Like so.
Madam Chair and members, the next item here is, has to do with package 306. That package was not approved at the last work session. That was the Oregon Children's Plan, and you made a motion to not approve that at this time. However, in that recommendation, there was not the reduction of the one FTE that was part of that package. So LFO is now proposing that you reduce that package also by the one FTE that was in it.
Madam Chair.
Representative Schrader.
I recommend reduce 1.0 FTE from package 306 in concert with our actions from last session.
Representative Schrader moves that we reduce one FTE from package 306 to correspond with the action that we took in our last work session. Is there any objection?
Madam Chair, may I ask a quick question?
Senator Duncan.
We're trying to figure out over here. You got, it's a letter to you from Judge Welch. On what fam?
On the family team, involvement team.
What does this do to that now?
It's specifically cited package 301, and I'm, both of us were saying, what happens to the FIT team that we all received?
Yeah, does that take thing? Care of it? Have we taken?
Well, it wasn't part, it's not a part of 301. I don't
she
think.
Cited it at the beginning of her testimony.
That's what was confusing us, maybe.
Barbara, is FIT a part of 301?
Madam Chair, I would have to look at the specifics. I believe that's a project in Multnomah County, and I don't think it was specifically part of this piece.
As I understand it, it's a part of your base.
Yes, and Madam Chair, I think it might have been something that was affected by the 37 beds, which you're asking us to restore.
So which could incense, because she's saying she wants to fund that program, which is part of the drug and alcohol abuse program budget, and is dependent upon passage of the governor's budget. So,
Senator, we passed what we're past that. She's a part of the base budget, which and what we took action on was additional or enhancements, if you would, which should not affect FIT. Fine. Okay, we're on reduce the one FTE from package 306.
And yeah, we're ahead, but this time we were behind.
Okay.
Just we're trying to catch up.
Okay. And if there's no objection to reducing the one FTE from package 306, which we had eliminated program, okay, so approved. Package
002, this has actually come to our attention since the last work session, and there's a training program that is being moved to the Oregon Health Sciences University beginning October 1st. And so with that in mind, there is not the need for the funding for that program. And so Legislative Fiscal is recommending reducing the budget by $161,099 general fund, $371,179 other funds, and $1,011,862 federal funds and the positions associated with that.
Representative Schrader.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move package 002, a reduction to a training program that's being transferred to OHSU in October 2001. It will reduce the general fund, other funds, federal funds, as enumerated by LFO.
Representative Schrader recommends moving package 002, which is a reduction to a training program that is being transferred to OHSU on October 1, 2001. This package reduces general fund, other funds, federal funds, and positions that OADAP use for this program. Is there any objection? Approved.
Finally, Madam Chair and members, Legislative Fiscal will recommend that you approve the budget for this office at $32,899,818 general fund, $6,220,900 lottery funds, $15,184,418 other funds, and $57,705,310 federal funds.
I recommend that the budget as outlined by LFO for the Oregon Alcohol Group.
I know it's hurting you. Representative Schrader recommends approval of the budget at $32,899,818 general fund, $6,220,983 lottery fund, $15,184,418 other funds, and $57,705,310 federal funds. Is there any objections? Approved.
Madam Chair, members, on the back of that memo are some proposed budget notes. We can do all of them or one at a time?
Let's do them one at a time.
Okay. First one directs the Office of Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs to work with the Health Division, the Office of Mental Health Services, and the Office for Service to Children and Families to develop a detailed plan on fetal alcohol syndrome as outlined in the draft language here. The office is to report to the September 2001 Emergency Board on the development of the plan.
We had conceptually had approved this at our last work session. So is there any objection to this?
Nope.
See none. Approved. Budget note number two.
Number two, it requires the office to develop a quality improvement measure that establishes baselines and goals, addressing the percentage of provider treatment staff that are currently licensed or certified. This plan is to incorporate the quality assurance plans that all funded providers are required by administrative rule to have. The office is to report back to the December 2001 e-board on this plan, and the potential use of a sliding scale of reimbursement that encourages and rewards levels of certification for the providers. You might notice that if you read the language to number three, it's very similar to this language. These are just two separate versions of the same thing. Number two is more comprehensive and more detailed. So if you recommend adopting number two, then I don't believe number three is necessary.
Right.
I move the adoption of budget note number two.
Representative Schrader moves the adoption of budget note number two. Is there any objection?
Madam Chair.
Doug.
If possible, Madam Chair, just a comment on that. As long as it's viewed as we're taking a look at this and bringing it back to the emergency board, I believe in December in this case, I can think of a number of sort of operational issues that come to mind around how this would work and some real challenges around that. We'll work hard in working with your staff and things to come up with this type of measure, but the plan will be presented to you and we'll try to outline both, you know, what is the benefits of this and what are the challenges that come along with such a system. One thing that comes to mind is that depending on how it's structured, if someone leaves a licensed provider or licensed staff person leaves a provider because of another job, depending on how it's structured, that provider could be penalized as a result of that and its rate. So we need to be taking a very careful look at such a plan.
I think in this stage of it, it's planning and not implementation and coming back with giving us how you're going to outline and some of the developments of the plan, so I don't see us into any sanction or incentivizing at this point, but just simply to present the plan on how you're going to get there. Am I mistaken by what this budget note does? Is there any other discussion on this? Any objections? We've adopted number two, so we don't need to go to number three.
Okay. Madam Chair, also there's an additional budget note that I had discussed with me. It's not on your memo, but that would require the Office of Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs to develop a distribution formula to distribute prevention funds to counties and present the proposed formula to the December 2001 Emergency Board.
Representative Carlson moves.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If I could just speak to that briefly. This was money that was provided in Senate Bill 555 during the last session, and there has been some discussion about whether the way that it was distributed actually met the needs of all 36 counties. And I've had some discussion actually with budget analyst Mr. Friels and with others about the intent of the agency to actually take the whole budget and merge it in with the idea of coordinated comprehensive planning, but I know that that's going to be a while because the plans aren't going to be in until well into this biennium. So in the short term, I would really like to see this $1 million that we talked about earlier for the parenting grants more closely integrated within the local coordinated comprehensive planning, since many of the local counties are doing similar types of initiatives already. That's the intent behind it, Chris.
You want to move?
I move the budget note as conceptually drafted.
Representative Carlson moves the, that we adopt the conceptual budget note. Is there any objection?
Madam Chair, just, I'm sorry. I, not having in front of us, again, it, as I understand it, Representative Carlson's suggestion was to us to look at a distribution plan and develop one and bring it back for your approval or disapproval or whatever decision
at,
emergency.
At the December
board.
Emergency board. I
have a question on budget note number one.
One that we've already adopted?
Yeah, the one you... I just want to say,
okay.
I understand our request to the division is that they set up some kind of pilot project in their plan to improve upon the fetal alcohol situation. And I thought you were going to propose some kind of a pilot project in this biennium.
I'm going to reserve that question. We need to get these two because we've got to call the House. So if we can move on, you can talk to the agency to get your question answered.
Yes, because I thought that was intended to be part of the plan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can we move on very quickly to, I need to gavel in Janet's conceptual amendment.
One more, but
Jeffrey Schrader,
if I may, that I passed out some performance measures, and I think the budget note would be to the effect that ODEP would adopt these performance measures as their own, reflecting the $100 rate that they're now operating with, and report to the July 2002 board and next legislative session on the progress in achieving these outcomes if the resources provided.
And that would also include the work, the measurements that mm-hmm. you're working with them on.
Yes. We are very close, except there's a few changes that need to be made.
Senator Duncan.
Madam Chair, I know you're in a hurry. Question. I see this benchmark here. Are we trying to write benchmarks?
So these were written by the governor's office. No.
Okay, this would be part of the benchmark. Yeah, okay. That's what I want to be sure that we're...
That's theirs.
Yeah, I don't want us to be writing...
Nope.
That was given to me by their own.
This is their own.
Yeah, this is their own. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These benchmarks are actually benchmarks.
So we will include... Representative Bates.
The benchmarks will be measured objectively or by self-reporting?
We're including this in the package, as well as the inclusion of the ones that Senator Yee is working with them on the measurements.
That will be talked to.
Yeah, that will be talked to. We're going to go ahead and approve. There's no objection. I have one last note, and I will read it to you, that the Office of Alcohol and Drug Abuse will begin implementation of an outcome-based contracts for treatment programs that is indexed to achievement-successful outcomes during the 2001 biennium. The office will seek input from experts in the field in developing this plan and will focus current training efforts to support this direction. The office will provide regular updates to the e-board on its progress in implementing this budget note and will provide a formal proposal including recommendations of statewide minimum program standards.
So
this came from the governor's
office. Option.
So done. You can have that.
You better adjourn.
Do we need to
We are adjourned.